Good morning. Today's Bible verse is chapter 14, verse 10 through 18. Let's read. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground. I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them, and I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh, his chariots and his horsemen." They didn't expect what it happened. Israelites thought and cried out to the Lord. It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. Israelites was led from slaves, and they expect great future. They will be free, but they were by the sea. Look at verse 9. The Egyptians, all Pharaoh's horses and chariots, horsemen and troops, pursued the Israelites and overlooked them as they camped by the sea near Pi-Hahiroth, opposite Baal Zephon. My hometown is Yokosuka City, surrounded mountain and by the sea. There are mountain and tunnel, and I always feel sea. I was surprised when I looked at Mountain Tsukuba. I went to the sea to pray when I was a child. And there was a convenience store near the beach. And I spent with my friends, or sometimes I spent alone, and I wondered why, what I will be. And I met mysterious Christian, and I met Jesus Christ, and I experienced in the darkness, I found some lights. I should go. I experienced God's guidance in my life. And let's look at Exodus verse 10 through 12. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." There were Israelites led by God. They were increasing, even they were oppressed by Egyptians. Their population are 2 million. Israelites was helped out by God, leading by Moses, but they cried out unfaithful things. The Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. How about your life? You may be helped out by God, but you have difficulty in your life. Sometimes it happens. God protect you, and God is with you, but you face difficulty, trouble, and sometimes you may feel be afraid of something, or you have anxiety, and you may feel or the place was more safe than now. I did. I told my senior Christian. About my complaint in my Christian life, but repeatedly I realized I need to pray to God and God will answer me. God would answer me. And now I can confess God's guidance was important for me. I can hear because of God. I can be here because of God's guidance. But my experience is shorter than Israelites 14 years in the desert. Compared with Israelites' experience. So, but I was led by God in this year too. Beginning of the year, Corona pandemic news was expanded, and now Corona pandemic doesn't go down, and we gave up some Kirakira service events and Olympic. And Megumi Festival or church events, we needed to give up, and it's shame. But God definitely support us and helped us for this year. Sometimes I wanted to cry out like Israelites. It's better than last year. Last year was better than this year, but I think I want to focus on this year's grace, this year's blessings from God, and we share many verses with Megumi Church's staff, and I remember this year. I think I needed to think what I should be as Christian in this situation. Last year we didn't know such pandemic would happen, but last year we started to share daily God's word. We started because we felt spiritual, we felt hungry spiritually. And we started read Bible, and the Bible verse support our life through 1 year. Daniel chapter 6 verse 10. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just he had done before. So we prayed and we listened God's word as we had done before. But we are weak and we felt stress. Sometimes we tend to forget our kindness to others. And through God's word, God reminds us that we take care of each other. God gave me early morning service. Some verse to tell me. Chapter 24, verse 5. Deuteronomy chapter 24 verse 5. If a man has recently married, he must not be sent to war or have any other duty laid on him. For 1 year he is to be free to stay at home and bring happiness to the wife he has married. We avoid we avoid three essentials of prevention, and we avoid people, but I remember I need to give happiness to my wife, to my friends, to my fellows, to every people. As God's family, we exchange our fellows and staffs. And Kirakira service users and their families. We are connected by God. Even if we keep social distance, but we can take care of each other, love each other. And I read textbook from early morning service. Marriage is finding a person who can love each other. When you imagine your marriage, not only your happiness with your wife, but also you need to imagine you got sick and in bed, you will get fat or you will get white hair. And you make your wife or you make your partner depressed sometimes. But marriage is not competition or not test, not exam. You will be one body with your partner and love each other and devote each other. Even in disease, you have joy by love each other, loving each other. Kira Kira service users couldn't go out, so they looked so lonely. And the weather condition was not good. So we read Bible during Kira Kira service lunchtime. Let's look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. 16. Sorry. As you hold firmly to the word of life, and then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. In dark world, as light of this world, we walk in this world. There are new world, new normal. We use new normal as corona life with corona, but as Christian, our new normal is Christian's life. Before corona pandemic, as Jesus Christ did, we started new normal already. So now we can support this area's people's health and heart as light of this world. Shine their heart and make them live I decided. This year, We didn't enjoy whole chicken, but it was not like past years. We couldn't go out and we couldn't exchange with kindergarten kids. So we felt loneliness. But Jesus said, Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Our heart. Kilakila service user's heart. How is Kilakila service user's heart now? We couldn't check their heart. We can measure our body's temperature, or we can see their condition, body condition, and we can measure their physical condition, but we couldn't see their heart directly. And each people have their own subject prospect. If you got sick, you will have anxiety, but we couldn't measure the number, how much you feel. We can check whether you wear mask or check your body temperature, but we don't know someone's heart. We cannot see someone's feelings. Just imagine. First Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. We look at the outward appearance, but as Jesus looks at our heart, we should imagine their heart. And try to understand someone's feelings, someone changing. We need to have imagination to love people and to support people. We need salvation of our heart in under the corona pandemic. And imagination will help you. And by God, encouraged and comforted, and by faith, we work, we love, and we serve. I think what I want to do such things. Through this year, by His word and prayer, we are protected and led and now we survived. And our Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior. Now I see. Don't be afraid. So let's look at Exodus chapter 14, verse 13 through 14. Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." Israelites was by the sea and cried out with fear, but Moses said, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid." And he said, "Look at God's salvation, not look at your enemy. Look at God's salvation and focus on God's salvation. What do you see and what do you fear?" We should look at God's salvation. God will fight for you. You need only to be still. You don't have to cry out with fear. And I read some Chapter 27, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" We wanted to have such faith like David. And let's read Exodus chapter 14, verse 15. "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water, so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground. I will harden the hearts of Egyptians, so that they will go in after them. And I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh, his chariots and his horsemen." Moses, listened the God's word, and he started to walk to the sea. So, as Moses, we need to walk forward by faith, listening God's word, and through our walk appear God's glory, and this world will know by watching us. Jesus Christ is with us and lead us by his word. Romans chapter 5 verse 2. Through whom I have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Whenever and whatever happens, I want to confess such faith before God, and we walk forward, and God will fight for us. Exodus chapter 14 verse 14. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, through this year, you would be with us. And you told us there are a way we need to walk. Our heart was wrought by anxiety and complaint sometimes, but you said, look at my salvation. Now, we focus on your blessings, your grace, and we praise you, and we worship you. Through this worship, thank you, you appear your glory. Please fill next year with your grace. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in our Lord Jesus Christ's name, pray. Amen.